Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, Duluth celebrates Bachfest, a German celebration of spring. So in the spirit of spring, Radio Gallery is spotlighting beer brewing as a local art with growing popularity. Craft beer has made its way from big city breweries, from local basements, to the lips of Duluthians, and today, new brew pubs are sprouting up like tulips in April. Craft beer could be considered an art, so I invited the instigators of the annual Duluth Bachfest and brewers of the event's signature Split Rock Bach, Lake Superior Brewing. We'll hear from head brewer at Lake Superior Brewing Company, Dale Kleinschmidt, about the celebration of beer.
My name is Dale Kleinschmidt, and I am a brewer. So and I'm a malt artist.
I like that.
Or yeast rancher, whichever way you want to describe it.
Hops wrangler.
I could do that, yeah. I'm at Lake Superior Brewing Company, which is the oldest brewing facility in Duluth that's currently operational. Of course, the Duluth has a long history of brewing with several regional breweries. The last one that closed was the Fitgers Complex. And they shut down in 1972, and oddly enough, that's where we got our start, was in that complex in 1994.
Well, we're heading into that time of year where we get the Split Rock Bach.
Yes.
And, of course, right here in town, there's the annual Bach Fest, where you can go down to the Fitgers Plaza, and they have a fire, and they'll caramelize your beer with the hot poker. And
yep.
It's really kind of amazing. Typical German atmosphere that happens.
It's a fun time. It's a tradition that was started in 1995. The Lake Superior Brewing initiated this whole shebang here, and it was a great time. We had tremendous support from the complex.
How much beer do you have to make for this event? Do they go through a ton?
They go through quite a few. We're doing about 20 kegs. The big activity day is Saturday. So there'll be the blessing of the Bach on Thursday at 5. Friday is standing around the fire and listening to music and having some fire-poked Bach, if that's your thing. Or you don't have to have it poked if you enjoy it the way it is. But Saturday is the big event day starting at noon. So there'll be a folks march where the one time you get to publicly consume beer out on the lake walk. There'll be a polar plunge. So people are going to be jumping into the lake. There'll be tort eating contest, beer drinking contest. And they're having a new event, and I don't know what it is. It's on the poster. I just noticed it today, but I have no clue what it is. So something new for this year.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to it. And it seems like a perfect kind of a Duluth event.
It is. Yeah, it's a real enjoyable. It's not mass hysteria. It's just a very mellow, you think about standing around the campfire with your friends and having some beers. And that's a nice thing to do after you've been cooped up all winter. You're surrounded by other people that are just as nutty as you. So it's fun.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This is such a Duluth art that's really expanding and growing with new breweries opening every 6 months, it seems.
It seems, yeah. There's a slew. And that's wonderful because you reach a critical mass where you might have one or two or three. We've had three. Now we have five, and there's more on the way.
So the people will be coming here just for the craft
beer.
Yes,
there are. There are people coming here just for the beer.
Well, thanks so much.
Drink locally and enjoy the varieties that we have. We in Minnesota, I don't think, appreciate the quality of products that are available to us that are made right here in Minnesota. We are second to nobody. Things that are being made not only in Duluth but in Minnesota in general are top-notch, world-class, and anybody can enjoy them.
From the blessing of the Bach Thursday at 5 p.m. to Saturday's all-day events, Bachfest all takes place in Fitgers Courtyard. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.